But I do want to talk to you about I remember when the CFL really tried to crack down on headshots, and Eskimo fans were livid, and I thought in many cases they had a right to be. Mike Riley, specifically against Hamilton twice, took direct headshots, and one wasn't, neither was called. One resulted in a fine. The other one, they're like, meh, whatever. But it's improved them. We don't see headshots now go either A, unpunished for the most part, and then B, any serious ones are definitely suspended. I look at the NFL and, you know, they see a repeat offender, one of the worst offenders in NFL history, perfect, and he delivers another one. He gets 12 game suspension, essentially the rest of the season.
Yes.
I don't think many are complaining. The exact same weekend, you have Jones, the defensive back for the Patriots, hit Josh Allen, blatant headshot, knocks him out of the game, no suspension for it. How hard is it to find consistency? Like, if you were commissioner, or not even commissioner, if you were head of officiating, couldn't you just say, hey, you hit a guy in the head, it's a game suspension. If we want to get it out, you have to make it a significant enough punishment, yay or nay?
There is no doubt that the game of professional football is changing, and it is changing rapidly. The number of participants in entry-level football programs is dropping significantly, essentially because mom and dads don't want junior to get addled because he takes a headshot. So the pro leagues understand. The difficulty is that you are playing a violent collision sport, and heads are going to be involved. Now, how easy is it for field officials to deal with that? You know, in the moment, it is extremely difficult because bodies are flying everywhere, and the officials are significantly outnumbered. You cannot see everything. What about getting help from command center? Well, the CFL has at least gotten to the point where if the officials sense that something is a problem, they can go to the replay official, the video official, and ask for some help there and then reach a conclusion. I would say that certainly the CFL has done a very good job at addressing this. You mentioned the last Edmonton home game. The hit to Kilgore by Hamilton 21.
Well, I was actually talking Mike Riley, but even that one, use that, sure.
Yeah, but that one would have been extremely difficult to see on the field because it occurred in a pile. 21 sees a little opening and dives in with his head and pops him in the head.
I'm not here ripping on the refs for missing the odd headshot. I understand positioning. I'm talking about a league when you have video review to see a guy blatantly taking the head off of the Buffalo quarterback and there's no suspension for it. That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, no. And you know, I understand the sentiments that you have expressed. I would suggest small steps. Sure, it is easy to go after a player who has multiple violations. I mean, this gentleman, I read a statistic this morning. There have been 7 multiple game suspensions of players in the history of the NFL. 7. Perfect has 3 of them.
Oh, yeah. No, he is.
It's easy then.
He's an easy offender.
Yeah, 100%. All right, fine. Bang. You're done. I mean, it's much like, how many times do you appear before that provincial court justice before you're going to do time inside? You're not going to get probation. You know, in terms of seeking perfection, I think sports fans need to climb down a little bit because there are less than perfect performances on every team by most players, by most coaches, by most officials on the field. So please don't be holding league management to a higher standard. There are mistakes made, and with the public coming forward, much like you are right now, complaining about a double standard, leagues digest that quickly, and they will make adjustments. And I do see that there will be improvement, and there will be more serious application of the rules and procedures of the league in terms of suspensions and fines, et cetera. So, small steps, we will get there. We will make football a somewhat safer sport, but you're gonna have to bear with us. I am happy with where we're getting with the CFL, and a couple more adjustments, and I think we're going to have a very comfortable place for people to come up and play their game.
Look, in the weekend it was with former CFL official Bud Steen, the weekend it was in the CFL, I should say. But there is a very critical play between Eskimos and the Red Blacks late in the game as a catch was ruled, a catch on the field. It was reviewed. You were in the command center. Your thoughts on this situation that really, well, hurt the Red Blacks.
Yeah, it was a very, very challenging play. Here you have a receiver who goes high into the air. So first of all, it's deep in the end zone. So there are not a lot of eyes close by. We've got our back judge on the one side up against the pylon on the dead ball line, and the field judge who was sort of middle end zone again on the dead ball line as the Eskimo receiver is headed in that direction full blast. The receiver jumps into the air, gains control of the football. I will say that it appears that he has possession of the pass in the air, and then our rules require that if he makes contact with the ground, he must survive contact with the ground. And that's where the argument arises. Was that a totally clean catch? It was ruled a catch on the field. The field judge having the best view of the play, and he confers with the back judge to determine whether or not there is an issue with the receiver being out of bounds somehow. You know, had he leapt, caught in the air before he came down, or did he actually come down to get his feet onto the ground before falling to the ground, etc. They decided on the field it was a completed pass and therefore a touchdown. Now, all of these plays are automatically reviewed. And looking at all of the replays that were supplied, and there were many of them, but only a couple that were of significant assistance, the gentlemen that were acting as replay official and video official had to make the decision, was the decision on the field clearly and obviously incorrect? And looking at it for a period of time, that was it was actually a lengthy consideration. They decided that it was neither clear nor obvious that the receiver did not make a clean catch of that ball. So therefore, the decision was made that the touchdown stands. Obviously, there are a bunch of people who are unhappy about that. The BC Lions weren't happy with that decision.
Sure.
Because that affected their relationship with the Edmonton Eskimos, certainly the Ottawa Redblacks were not happy with it. But in the moment, it is not easy to say that the fellows on the field were incorrect. Looking at the information that was supplied, it's in my view still a gray area. And so therefore, I can support the decision that was made in the command center on Saturday. And not that I was a part of it, but I understand where they were coming from, and I can support that decision.
So, you know, I guess for the teams that maybe are somewhat feeling frustrated, these things are they just occur, and everything was followed by the best way, the best pattern they could, but the outcome is the outcome, and you just play on.
That's
even
right.
There's, you know,
what we tell the people in command center is you are not officiating the football game.
Right.
It is your job to look at the decision that was made and only change the absolutely obvious errors. Right. And, you know, I challenge people. Was that clearly an incorrect decision? There's so much that goes into the control of the football and retaining control of the ball when you hit the ground, and, you know, did the ground help you make that catch, et cetera, et cetera. I mean, the ball, in my mind, was not moving on the way to the ground. And then when the receiver goes to the ground, there is not a substantial amount of movement of the ball in his hands. So, you know, if he had landed on his back, would he have caught the ball? To me, it wasn't clear that it was incomplete. You leave it alone and move on.
342 on Edmonton Sports Center, TSN 1260. Not a whole bunch really, you know, outside of that game in the CFL. It's interesting. There seemingly has seemed to be less controversy overall this year.
Touch wood. Yes, absolutely. I believe that the officials this year are doing a very, very credible job. The guys are working hard. They've absorbed the information that we've provided them. The league is providing detailed weekly videos to the officials. We've talked about that. They're very, very helpful. We're doing a better job, in my opinion, at communicating with the officials in terms of their rights and their wrongs, so to speak. There is a better dialogue that has opened between the coaches, the evaluators, and the officials than we've had in a long time. This evening, we're having a conference call with all of the crews. The crews have submitted a number of plays to us, and management is going to be on the call with the crews tonight, and we're going through a basket of, a couple of dozen plays where the crews have some questions. They're primarily on things like, is this a blindside block or not? Because there is still some gray areas there. But I am really quite happy with how things have been working out this year. We haven't had any really serious, ugly situations. And frankly, it's not just on us. It's also on the players and the coaches. They've worked very, very hard at reining in the rogues so that they're not out there and trying to decapitate people to the same extent as they have in the past. You know, let's use game one, whatever it was, play five, sure, as an outlier.
Right.
But beyond that, you know, we haven't had many serious situations that have developed. So the focus is really on where it should be, on the performance of the players, on the fact that the Montreal Alouettes have turned their future around, and some teams are playing extremely good football at the moment, and it's going to come down to a very exciting finish, not only in the West, but also in the East. So it's been a good year so far. Let's hope that we can get through the next 5-8 weeks of football and count 2019 as a successful season.
Well, hopefully you're right, bud. We'll chat with you next week.
Right on.
Have a good one.
Hopefully no controversy.
Yeah, well, hey, little controversy is never a bad thing.
Better for radio, isn't it?
Sure, why not?